All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to the episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to be breaking down episodes 6, 7, and 8 of The Ultimatum Season 3. This season has given us plenty to talk about when it comes to the drama surrounding the cast. It has really turned a lot of people off from the show, which is crazy because to me, as we talked about in the first episode, I said this is one of the most successful dating shows that Netflix has to offer. We've seen couples go on and become married. However, if you've been paying attention, this thing has been quite a mess. You know, we saw two couples, not one, but two couples leave the show in Chanel and Micah and Vanessa and Dave. And there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes, chitter chatter of who's going to reveal what happened? Who's not going to reveal what happened? There's been a little bit of talk that Vanessa was really much talking quite a lot about Dave to Nick, or Nick was not a good person to Vanessa, and Vanessa got worried about that, and or Dave got a little bit of jealous on Vanessa and Nick and was like, we got to go. And there's a lot of different conversations going around. I saw Chanel's message. She posted a reply to an Instagram post that said, it's not her, it's not her place to tell what happened. Well, whose place is it? We need the details. We want to know what happened. We want to know why you left the show. And we want all the details. You know what I mean? That's something that we want to know. That's something we, I think, as the viewer, want to figure out. But that being said, we dive back into the world of the ultimatums with episodes 6, 7, and 8. Before we do, thank you guys so much for the continued support of the Love and Reality Podcast. I am internally grateful for anybody that tunes into the show. And I really hope that you get everything you want out of this podcast because I have a lot of fun doing it. And by the way, if you're listening and you're like, man, I would love to talk about The Ultimatum or I'd love to talk about reality TV with Ricky, I'm available at Ricky Valera _ hop into my DMs, whether it's Instagram, whether it's Twitter, TikTok at Ricky Valera _ on all platforms. I would love to chat with each and every one of you or anybody that wants to join the world of talking about reality TV. That being said, let's go ahead and dive right into the episodes. We are fresh off Guys and Girls Night and things are starting to get a little bit heated. Zanae got home and said hi to Scotty. Let's see here. Because we're still, like I said, we're still, you know, mixed up things. And he put his nose up in the air to her. This entire thing has continued to prove to me that I am not 100% sure Scotty is a good person, okay? This was awkward. He looked at her like he was ready to murder her. And I'm not even kidding. Like, I wish I had screenshots of it that I could post on here that you could just see the look in his face when he looked at her. He asked her if she had ever said anything negative to JR about him, anything negative about JR in their conversations in the past. She said directly no. He said JR went off because Scotty was talking shit about him. She snapped on his ass. Like, and of course, this all stems from the rumor that JR or Scotty had said that JR was there just for a hall pass. This is all because of that. She snapped on his ass, telling him he needs to relax and take a step back. She said she and JR detached themselves from the situation. She accused him why he came off so strongly at her. Again, it wasn't a question. It was an interrogation, have you, when he was like, did you say, it was instead of being like, hey, did you ever say something to JR about the conversation or have I ever said anything negative about JR to you? Something was brought up at the Guys and Girls Night, and I would like to talk about the situation with you. I would like to figure out where maybe some of this information is stemming from. Never happened one time. He was very aggressive and very rude. She said that anything happened between JR and Scotty happened between them. She said, don't bring stuff like this home. And she agreed. I agree. He apologized. She kind of sort of accepted the apology. She's like, I need a shot. This was not a good look for Scotty. Not a good look at all. For a guy that felt like he came out genuine and authentic, these last few episodes were maybe starting to see the actual real version of Scotty, and maybe this is the version that Arya is afraid to, or is not 100% certain that she wants to marry. Ryan Nick, he said all of his biggest fears are presented in front of him because JR is into Sandy. He said that Mariah said she talked to Sandy, and she mentioned that Sandy said she wants him to show up emotionally stable for her. He said he doesn't trust her, and he thinks they're being physical. He said it sounds like a love story. Man, you should be worried, playa. JR and Sandy time. Sandy said she talked to Zanae and reiterate he loved her. JR tells her that Nick told him that Sandy hasn't been honest. She said she has reached out to him a few times, but Nick said he is in a good place now. Sandy cries, 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 and says she doesn't want to move back in with him. What? All right, 4 days until the changeover. Arya and Caleb, they're meeting with Arya's brother and her sister-in-law. They talk about what they've connected on. These two are cute together. I don't really care what anybody says. Arya and Caleb, they're fucking adorable. Her sister-in-law and brother both like Caleb, said that she is more authentic and a better version of herself when she is with Caleb. It was like they almost wanted her to be with him and not Scotty. Scotty and Zanae are like hot and cold. Like they're so hot and cold. Like I really used to like Scotty quite a bit, and he's kind of fallen down the wayside for me. JR and Sandy here, these two are on their last walk together. She's had apparently like an attitude the last couple of days. She asked him to clarify a few times, apparently, what he said to Nick, and he got all feisty about it. He breaks down that Nick has been finding all the doors to sneak into their relationship, and he hasn't given them that freedom. He said he's been there for she has been there from the entire time, and but she's been trying to manage him at the same process, right? She's trying to focus on JR, trying to focus on this trial marriage, but then you have this child on the outside looking in, who, yeah, sure, he got short-sighted on the experiment, but keeps poking his head at. The big thing to me is something had to have happened with Nick and Vanessa. Because to me, why would Mariah be so against being with Nick other than understanding that something transpired with this man? But nonetheless, I don't want to speculate. I don't want to, accuse, but it's just interesting to me why they couldn't be merged together to at least go through the process. Maybe it's just as friends, because we've seen that on the show before. Hey, we don't really fuck with each other that way, but let's try for the sake of this situation and maybe not go crazy being alone. But that being said, JR said he doesn't know what's going to happen over the next 3 weeks. It's crazy to me that we went from a couple of people like Zanae and Scotty, Arya, Caleb, JR, Sandy, everybody's like on this same, like in the same beat almost. And now, like, everybody's offbeat. Everybody's being weird. And it just, I really don't know. Arya and Caleb are exchanging gifts they got for one another. They both got a book. She wrote him a note. Zendaya and Scotty joke about wanting 50-50, which was actually hilarious. Nick, he went and got a tattoo and he's crying again because he was going to get a tattoo and it was supposed to be love can conquer all. Instead, you've got fortune favors the bold, which is hilarious, but also we'll dive into that a little bit more. And obviously, if you've seen the episode, you know exactly where this is gonna go. Zanae ran into the went to the gym and ran into Arya. She told Zanae about the aftermath of Guy's Night. She talked about how things are now, and now Scotty's gotten all defensive, saying she takes her phone to the like. So this is the thing. She ran into him. They had a conversation. They went back and forth, and he just was not happy. Like, he is quick to just be critical. He's quick to yell. He's quick to scream. He's quick to raise his voice. You know what I mean? It's crazy to me. Like, this man is an emotionally abusive man. He's an emotionally abusive man. Like, the way that he talked down to her, the way that she was just talking to him, he's like, he got all defensive. Like, you take your phone to the bathroom in the middle of the night. You've got to be talking to JR. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about, dude? Like, this had nothing to do with this conversation. It's crazy to me. Like, nobody on this show has become more annoying and problematic than Scotty. She tells Scotty for the last night that she is staying somewhere else. He said he said she was painting an ugly picture. She was painting an ugly picture of herself. And she said, you don't deserve me. And that's 100% facts. Caleb said he's got more comfortable with being a husband and a father. Arya talks to him. She said she learned with him that he's very he loves very hard and it should never stop. He said she makes anyone feel special and it's beautiful quality to have. I really love these two. I love these two quite a bit. I really feel like these two should be more with each other than the people that they are with now. But let's see here. Apparently, so Arya had said that she would love to be and connect with Caleb as a friend moving forward, just to be there with each other. They've ignited a little thing, and apparently Mariah shut it completely down. JR and Sandy get together one last night. She said he has challenged herself in the process in ways she's never done before. He has. JR tells the camera that he can see himself marrying Sandy, and then these two share a smooch or two, which is like we're leveling that up. Here comes the changeover. I really just wanted to see somebody come to blows. I just want one time just to go in here, table flipped. Nick and Vanessa are like, oh my God, and like backed away. And then we've got production jumping on board and separating two people. But Zenae and Scotty were up first. She said she has some beautiful things started out beautiful. She said some nice things. They showed up with each other in the trial marriage. But after guys' night, things transferred into the trial marriage and she got interrogated. Scotty said his character was attacked. LOL. Like this guy again. Every single time he's on our screen, he makes things worse and worse and worse for himself. He said she chose to insert pettiness into the relationship, which is not true. He said she has many qualities to make a great wife, though. Caleb and Arya, he said he stepped into the process. He showed up how we are, and the friendship is based on their connection. She said with Caleb, she got to hone in on the reason why she wasn't ready to get married. She said the difference between him and Scotty is Scott is Caleb is willing is calm and willing to listen to her. He was able to calm her storm, which is apparently his middle name. She asked if Caleb
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
She said if Caleb and her were married, they would make a great couple. Sorry for the pause there. I was trying to figure out exactly what I said. Sometimes I type things out and I can't always decipher what I'm trying to say. But yeah, she said if her and Caleb were married, they would make a great couple. I agree. Yeah, she said he is a committed partner and will make a great husband. Mariah asked if she could pursue things with Caleb. She said he has the qualities he has is what she wants. She asked if that answered a question. She's like, I don't know how to feel. That's hilarious. Mariah talked about her experience. Nobody cared. Nick's turn. He said Vanessa and I had a great connection. He said he didn't anticipate running into Sandy and asked about the kiss. And he freaked out. And then Zanae goes, I didn't know about the kiss. JR said it was mutual and she was shocked. He tried to interrupt her and she said no. She was pissed. JR said he went into this situation to explore things. He said he had an amazing trial marriage and proceeded to compliment her. He said he met her mom and her mom invited her over to Christmas and he might take her up on that offer. I felt like everything that JR was trying to say here was just to get under Nick's skin. And I'm going to be honest, I loved it. I loved every moment of it. I wasn't mad about it. I was like, do you, bro? Nick is a tool bag. Throw him under the bus. Let's see here. Sandy said they have developed a strong friendship. Let me go ahead and, for those of you watching here on YouTube or those of you listening home, air quotations. Let's go ahead and quotate friendship there. They open up in ways they normally wouldn't. I'm sure she said she did. He said she was the best active listener and felt heard and supported. They will take the best of both of their trial marriages and make the best decision. Sine and Nick rolled their eyes over and over and over again. It was hilarious. JR said you had to deal with the BS because Nick wouldn't stop texting and calling her. He tries to flip it on her. Nick calls her drama. Scotty speaks up for Nick, saying he shouts him out for being vulnerable. And then Caleb tries to talk, and JR said, nobody's talking to you. And I love it. I love it because it's feisty and it's great. Caleb said Nick apologized to JR, and JR kept taking tag jabs at him the entire time. JR said, don't poke your head into our business again. I love this. JR said, keep playing the good guy role. We know what you did. What did he do? This is what I was talking about. Nick did something, and I want to know what it is. Something happened with Nick, and it has to be brought to the table. Somebody needs to speak out. Somebody needs to get to the bottom of it. I need to know what happened. JR said it wasn't an authentic apology. Facts. I'm team JR right now. I'm sorry. I am. Like, you know what I mean? I'm hot and cold with this guy. But right now, I am team JR. I believe 100% that you're going on the show for a specific reason. He ruined that experience by being the tool bag that he was. He had the opportunity to work on himself, grow, and do everything he can in 3 weeks. And that's not saying that he's not going to be upset. It's not saying he's not going to be like, oh my God, I'm potentially losing my wife to this trial marriage. But this is your opportunity to work on yourself, be a better person, be the husband, be the person that maybe she wants you to be in order to be or for her to be receptive of yes, I do. I will get him married. You know, I will get engaged to you. But instead, he acted like a fucking a tool bag. Sorry, got a little bit of a rant there. Sandy brought, and this was another thing I really liked here. Sandy brought up Mariah and said, hey, like, she's been here this entire time, went through the whole entire thing that you did. Yeah. You know what I mean? She said she had an emotional connection. Nick said that was worse than physical. Well, duh. Cindy said, if a peck bothers you, why are you here? Which was hilarious. Nick and Vanessa interrupt. Again, please stop this. Stop interrupting. I want to hear. We want the tea. Like, stop interrupting the good moments. Instead, you know, I think this is still episode 5. We're in the midst of just bullshit. You know what I mean? We want the tea. Stop interrupting them. Let them keep going. Let them go to blows if we have to. Yeah, Arya's completely caught up on Caleb. All right, so we're back to now the couples are back together. So we got Sandy and Nick here. He said, I feel broken without you. These two are hugging. Now they kiss. He said both of them talked about the process before going on to it. He said that he really hurt her. She said that he really hurt her. He responds by saying, I'm in love with you and I don't want to love bomb you. And he says he was in love day one. That is love bombing, you dumbass. He said he is so sorry. Get out of here, dude. You can't be sorry. You know what I mean? This is not the first time. He does it later on. He says, I love you, and just the situation should dissipate. She wants the quality time that they spend together to be better. I just can't stand. He said sex is important and they need to get back at it. But she tells the camera that when she got back with Nick, that she chose not to be sexual with him. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you're trying to, again, this is not about sex. This time frame is not about sex. That's not what this is about. This is about finding out if you're going to say, if you're going to propose to somebody and as the ultimatum receiver, you're like, I got to figure out, I got 3 or 2 weeks or whatever it is to live with this person and potentially either A, walk away, or B, say, yes, I will marry you. Like, there is two totally different things. And I understand sex is important for a relationship, but at the same time, like, we're trying to, like, develop something here. There's holes in our game here. There's holes in our relationship that we need to fix before we reach the final verdict here. Ariana Scott, she said she learned a lot from Caleb and she wants to go back to the beginning of their relationship and they want to make it fun again. He's so negative, Nancy. He says they can't because they don't live together. He said his career is important, but realizes he wants to be happy with her. He asked her about how she felt about Mariah asking questions. She says, nah, if she was like uncomfortable with Mariah's question, she's like, no, I'm a straight shooter. That's like legit. He said he felt there was more from Caleb than he said. She said the emotional aspect made her attracted to him. Arya brings up Scotty's tone and she can't handle it. Yeah, we saw that, dude. You suck. She said she wants to see his self-awareness that she got from Caleb. He said she got lost in it because they didn't have the emotional baggage that surrounds them. That is the most bullshit line I've ever heard in my entire life. Everybody brings emotional baggage. Yes, they were together for 3 weeks. And it's not like it's a relationship that's normal. You're breaking up with somebody that is potentially someone you're going to spend the rest of your life with, especially as we've seen in this experiment. People go in, they have a trial marriage, they come out, they get engaged, they get married. So you're literally in a situation for 3 weeks, a weird situation, and there is a lot of baggage because, again, this person could probably more than likely be thinking about the other person that you're not there with the entire time. No, it's not all of the baggage, but it's just crazy to me. She said she felt like he cares more about defending himself instead of seeing where she comes from. Yes. He said, I don't buy this friendship bullshit with Ari and Caleb. She said, tries to say something, he gets angry. This guy is an emotionally abusive human being. Period. End of story. Let's see. We're going to move on to Mariah and Caleb. She said she's been curious about Caleb and Arya's connection. She said all the things that she made her inse all the things she said made her insecure. Caleb said he doesn't think there's anything to read into. Mariah said that someone isn't being truthful at all. She asked if there's qualities that she has that he likes, and he said there are some. Of course there is. He said she's super hyper focused on Arya's intentions. He wants them to enjoy their time together, but she won't stop harping on that. He said she is serious all the time and wants to lighten up a little bit. Yeah, exactly. He wants to appreciate their time. He said the whole conversation sucked. She said she when she expresses herself, he takes it one way or shuts down. She said she doesn't know how to get back on track with him. He said it is better to come back when the problem is solved. I agree with that. All right. Zendaya and JR, he kisses Zendaya and she said, did you wash your lips? Hilarious. Zendaya starts to cry, making a joke about him and Sandy kissing. She said it was fucked up how she found out of it, which is a, it, Nick did that on purpose. Nick dropped that bomb on purpose, knowing damn well there was a possibility that Zendaya didn't know about that. We know what Nick did, period. She couldn't believe that was an option for him. She asked if it happened. He said, we kissed twice. He said the second time she leaned in and kissed. He said it was a while ago, nothing else happened other than they cuddled. He said, so does this ruin everything? He said he caught feelings. She asked if he has feelings, and he said no. They broke up, which was hilarious. She asked if he is leaving with her, and he said probably not, which she got caught up on. And she asked, do you want to be with Sandy? And we got an awkward moment with an edit that literally didn't give us an answer. Can we please stop with the absolutely abysmal edits? It is killing me. She's struggling to focus on them, but the kisses are interrupting her. These two have zero connection anymore. The show proved one thing for me. These two should, in fact, break up. All right, we got a couple's mix and mingle, which is only going to stir things up, which is one of the funniest moments in reality TV history, is when Nick's tattoo is brought up. Apparently, JR already has the same tattoo. This was one of the most hilarious moments I've ever seen in my entire life. We knew Nick got the wrong tattoo. He sent the wrong thing to the tattoo artist. And then he arrives at the mix and mingle here and finds out that he has the same tattoo of JR. And then JR thought it was hilarious. He's like, oh, this guy's just trying to be like me when he grows up. And it was hilarious. Caleb said for 4 nights in a row, he woke up from a dream that he woke up naked next to Arya, which is hilarious to think about. JR and Sandy are sitting down. He said he liked the way that Sandy listened to him and how her tone was pleasant. She asked if he was making breakfast for Zendaya. He said he said it was like meh. He said a bone to pick with her, saying that she was only friends, and she said she didn't say that. She wanted to protect Zendaya's feelings, that she felt like it was his responsibility to talk about their relationship. I'm like, did you do that, or were you protecting yourself? He was like, did we just play house, or was it real? She said no, it was real. She kind of dances around a little bit. And then he was like, oh, divorce is not an option. Bullshit. Divorce is always on the table. Like, stop with this 1910 thinking. Like, divorce is not an option. Divorce is going to happen. Divorce happens, but deal with it. All right. He said he wants to make the smart decision and they both deserve to be happy. He told the camera that he saw her and its spark is still there. He says he could see her as a life partner and feels super conflicted. Nick wants to chat to Zendaya. He apologized for what happened to the changeover. She said no need, no. She said she had no knowledge of whether or not it was a peck or a full makeout. She said it was a peck, and apparently the second time was initiated by her.
And Nick's jaw dropped on the floor because he was only aware of one kiss, ladies and gentlemen. He was aware of one kiss. That's it. So now we transform into a Sandy Nick conversation. Nick said it's an interesting, I had an interesting conversation with Zanae. Asked if there was anything she was hiding. Sandy goes, she told you about the second kiss. She said she didn't tell him because she didn't want to have a big blow up. She said that she got upset with Nick and he kissed them the second time. So she's like, let me talk to you, baby. He said, glad to know this is what happens when you get mad. Shut the fuck up, bro. Come on. She tries to touch him. He said, don't touch me. He said, it'll be interesting to see what I'll do if I'm mad at you. Man, come on, dude. We already know what you would have done with Vanessa, bro. You were all about Vanessa. Stop pretending that you weren't it. Golly, dude. He said, I think you should leave me alone for a while and says, you're such a liar. She tries to explain things. He says, I don't want to talk to you at all. He tells the camera, when was she going to tell me? He's spiraling down very fast. He isn't sure if he's going to ask her to marry her. He said, the night was the worst. Tonight was the worst thing tonight was. He thought that the worst thing he had. Well, he thought the first worst thing tonight was I had the same two as J, same tattoo as JR, which is actually pretty funny. He came back inside and she said, when were you going to tell me? And she said, I was going to tell you after filming. And he got even more mad. This was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my entire life. The demise of Nick is going to be talked about for years on social media. We are 1 week until the ultimatum, Nick, Sandy and Nick time. He asked if she's okay. She said, are you okay? He said, no, I feel bad. And that's just going on in my background here. He said, no, he's not okay. He apologized. And then he said, she said, I love you. He said, I love you back. Again, here we go with the love bombing, right? This is what I was talking about. The love bombing. Love bombing. Okay. He apologized and she said, he said, I love you. She said it back. He apologized. She said, love doesn't fix everything. Facts. Drag his ass. You can't be a dick and say, I love you and think, boom, it's fixed. Blah, 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 blah. I can't stand this dude. She said, you know what I want and deserve. If you can't give that to me, let me go. I agree with that. Sandy's hot and cold for me. You know what I mean? But at the same time, she's real. She's keeping it real. Can't be mad at her for keeping it real. So they and JR, these two are grilling. She said this is a chance for them to get deep into their past and kind of start over. He said, I like that. They've been dating for 3 years and you're just now on the verge of and on the verge of getting engaged and you didn't ask these questions before. You didn't dig deep into your relationship from the past. 3 years together? You literally brought him on here for an ultimatum saying, hey, we're gonna spend the rest of our lives together. I want us to get engaged. Yet we're just now figuring out certain things about each other. What in the world is going on? Who are these couples? Where did we find them? Can we send them back? She said, she asked when he did she real you know, when did he realize he was in love with her? He said when he asked her to be a girlfriend. She said if his love has changed at all. He said no. He said he wonders sometimes that what she wants, does he love her as much as he loves her? You know, sometimes, you know, wanting to be engaged, does he love her as much as she loves him? And I don't hate that statement. She says, I don't want to be a girlfriend forever. And wants basically common goals. I can't disagree with that statement. I feel like I agree with it more than I don't. Yeah, Arya and Scotty. He talks about his faults and he's a better version of self because of the trial marriage. It's over. And he is over the whole entire Caleb thing. He said, it doesn't feel like they're on the same page about the non-sexual touch. Here we go again. He feels like he has to beg her for it. I hate the tone of this man. I hate the tone of this man. He said he's tired of her getting emotional over what he said. Are you kidding me right now? She's like, I've been trying to be better. And he keeps throwing it in her face instead of noticing the little things. He said, if I'm not getting something, I'm not marrying you. So if she's not giving you a little, you know, you're not going to marry her because of it. I get it. Again, the importance of sex here. But again, like we're 2 weeks into this. She said she's trying. She's trying. She's trying. She's irritated. He said he's irritated. I'll be honest. Dude's a dick. I can't with this dude. Mariah and Caleb, they apparently fought. We didn't see the fight. They had a conversation. She stormed off. Blah, blah, blah. Throw these couples in the trash can. 5 days until the ultimatum, Nick and Sandy are meeting with her mom and sister. She breaks down the whole thing. Was thrown off because of Vanessa leaving the show. He tries to break shit down. She said she didn't get all the things from the experience, not being able to see him with someone else, which I didn't even think about that. You know what I mean? She's like, how was I supposed to? I was looking interested to see how I would react seeing him with somebody else. And she didn't really get to fully embody that. And I appreciate that, actually. She said Nick has started to show up. He said her mom said her and Sandy had had them talks in the past. He leaves. Her mom sits close to Sandy. She said, how are things with JR? She said, it's nice being able to be with somebody that calmed her down. Her mom said Nick's emotions are all over the place, said it's a roller coaster. The highs are high, the lows are lows. Sandy says she's trying to figure out if Nick is her best life partner. So now and JR have a nice little moment. She bought him some gifts. Caleb and Ryan are fishing. Arya and Scotty, this dude's a straight asshole. He just belittles her. It makes me want to break something. It literally just watching him talk to her in that tone literally makes me want to put my head through a wall. Maybe his, but also mine, because you know we're not going to get violent here. 3 days until the decision, JR, she said she's fallen in love with him all over again. She felt like they were drifting apart and can reconnect it. He seems so checked out in these conversations. She said as much as she has hates things that happened between him and Sandy, she appreciated it because he involved and showed up for her. He joked, you thought I was leaving with Sandy. And she said, rolled her eyes and said that never crossed her mind. He said, why not? And she didn't pressure that. She should have pushed that. To me, she should have pushed that 100% because it was very much a, hey, I'm throwing this bone out there. Why don't you say something about it? He says a bunch of nice things, said she would be an amazing wife. Sandy and Nick, they have a date night under the sunset. Who cares? Ari and Scotty say nice things about loving each other. Caleb and Mariah said, what if this is the last night? She said, I'd be sad and heartbroken, but she's grateful for the love he gave her. She said all of these things, and he said, I've got to work on myself and doesn't think he's gone to the place where she needs him to be. Zanae and JR, this one, Zanae is a real one. Can I just point this out that she's a real one? First off, a baddie. Baddie. And then just watching her do these little things for JR was amazing. She got him balloons for his birthday, bought him a little present, you know, this and that. And it's just like she pours so much into him. And I don't see the reciprocation, especially on the screen. Sandy and Nick are in bed together, maybe in the same spot where I just want to know. It looked like they were laying in the same bed that her and JR kissed. Just going to throw that out there. It's kind of weird. Final morning. Scotty said the one thing he's struggling with that is he doesn't have complete confirmation that she is as sure as she is. He said he questions whether or not they can love each other the way they need to be loved. She's pleading with him, saying she loves him. And if she doesn't feel that reciprocated, that she doesn't, she will walk away. And again, as she should. It looks like we got a little bit of a cliffhanger here because, well, not doesn't look like it. We got a cliffhanger that looks like Nick and Sandy are going to be up first. We get a montage of the whole bullshit of the show. And then she shows up and there is JR. Cliffhanger. And the preview for next time, I really skipped that normally. But I was like, well, let me get a little bit of intrigued at what's ahead for us. And then I looked and it was a pretty mediocre, nothing read between the lines, bullshit ass cliffhanger. Our scene for next time. So that being said, folks, we're going to make a little bit of predictions before we leave. Zanae and JR separated. Sandy and Nick separated. Mariah, Caleb, I definitely think they're getting engaged. Ari and Scotty are going to get engaged, even though she should run from this man. Run from him. And get engaged to Caleb. That would be awesome. But won't happen. It's okay. I'm okay with it. It is what it is. But nothing more would make me happy than Sandy and JR being seen and Nick's like, oh no, not those two. So next week we have the finale and the reunion, which has already been shot. We did hear, was it? I think it's Micah and Chanel do not show up to the reunion. That's a little bit of tea for you guys there. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Love and Reality Podcast. We will be back next week breaking down that finale and the reunion. It should be fun. It should be spicy. And I'm ready to talk about it.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you. even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.